Today's non-fiction text is The Story of the Greatest Showman, adapted from Who Was P.T. Barnum by Kirsten Anderson. Phineas Taylor Barnum was born in 1810. Everyone just called him Taylor. Barnum's father was a tailor making fine clothes who also owned a farm and a shop. His grandfather was one of the richest and most important people in town. Barnum adored his grandfather for his love of practical jokes. Barnum always said his grandfather would go further, wait longer, and work harder than anyone else to play a funny trick on somebody. In fact, their whole town loved playing tricks on each other, and Barnum loved growing up around the mischief and developed his own sense of fun. Barnum was excellent at school, but he never really enjoyed working. He much preferred dreaming up ways of making money by selling treats in town. By the time he was 12, he had saved up enough money to buy some of his own animals. Realising how talented Barnum was at selling things, his father allowed him to work in his shop. Barnum thought it was the best job in the world, listening to the customers and joking with them. He also learned a thing or two about haggling for the best prices and making trades. One day, a pretty young dressmaker came into the store. Her name was Charity. Barnum walked her home in the rain. They fell in love and married a year later. Soon afterwards, Barnum opened a new store and began writing a newspaper, but he wanted more excitement. He and Charity set off for New York, where they opened a small guest house and began working in a grocery store. There, he heard of an opportunity that would change his life forever. He heard of a woman who claimed she was 161 years old. She was blind and could barely move. People were fascinated by her. Barnum booked a theatre and invited people along to shows to listen to her tell stories of many years ago. It was such a success that he took her on a tour around different theatres for 4 months. By the time the old woman died, Barnum had developed a love of showbiz. Of course, it turned out that the woman was actually only about 80, but it made a great story nonetheless. Americans loved travelling shows which brought them actors, musicians, dancers and storytellers, and Barnum loved the roar of the crowds. He set out looking for other performers to put on the stage. For years, he worked for a circus. Then he managed a scientific and musical theatre featuring plate spinners and magicians. He booked theatres, made posters, and sold tickets. Sometimes, if a performer dropped out, Barnum even stepped in to perform himself. But life on the road was tough. Barnum longed for his wife and his two daughters, Helen and Caroline. He headed back to New York and found himself with no money and no job. Soon, though, he heard about a museum that was closing. He took it over, decorated it with lights and artwork, and filled it with a collection of unusual items, including a pirate's arm and a giant ball of hair. In another room, visitors would find seashells, coins, suits of armour, and trick mirrors. Barnum sent agents around the world looking for interesting items to buy. They really caught people's attention by filling the museum with live animals. Lions, tigers, a hippo, a giant bear, a giraffe, an orangutan and snakes all excited people and tickets sold out rapidly. Some of Barnum's exhibits included people. There were people with spotted skin, strangely shaped heads and a bearded lady. Visitors to the museum could have their fortunes told, buy refreshments and enjoy the sunshine on the rooftop garden. Barnum also put on shows and taught lessons on unusual subjects. There were contests and competitions with cash prizes for the best dog, flower, chicken or baby. The camera had only recently been invented, and for many people the museum was the first place that they ever got to have their photograph taken. To bring people into his museum, Barnum used some very unusual tricks. Once he put a band outside playing awful music, so people would come inside just to get away from them. On another day, he put up a sign saying, "This way to the egress." Out of curiosity, they followed the sign to see what the egress was. It is, in fact, just another word for exit, and the poor customers would find themselves out on the street and having to buy another ticket to come into the museum. Eventually, Barnum began travelling the world with some of the people and items from his museum. Even Queen Victoria invited him to Buckingham Palace to entertain her. By now, Barnum was famous worldwide and making enough money to buy a large farm with a giant house on it. His museum and shows were successful for several years, but before long, Barnum ran out of money. People were shocked. What on earth had happened? You see, Barnum had fallen in love with the town where he lived and had wanted to help improve it. He had put all his money into building bridges, factories, shops, and hotels for the town. He'd ended up spending more than he'd made. Once again, Barnum took on any job he could find to make enough money. He toured Europe with new performers, wrote a book, and gave talks about his strange life. People loved listening to him, and he soon became a huge success again. Soon, he became angry about the way that slaves were being forced to work in America. He wanted to put a stop to it, so he became a politician. He also had a new, bigger museum built and filled it with interesting new items. By now, Barnum was 58. He moved to the seaside and planned to retire. However, he quickly grew bored, and it wasn't long before he went to work for a travelling circus with animals and exhibitions of peculiar objects, including wax figures and a mummy. He called it the greatest show on earth, and it was an instant success. 4 years later, Barnum returned to America to be with his family. He loved entertaining his young grandchildren with jokes, pony rides, and magic tricks, just as his own fun-loving grandfather had done for him all those years before. He continued to add new acts to his circus shows, including an African elephant called Jumbo. Thousands of people came every year to see Jumbo, to ride him and feed him treats. Jumbo helped to make Barnum Circus a huge success once more. By now, Barnum was 80 years old, but he still craved the excitement of the circus. He took the entire show, performers, animals, and equipment across to England by boat and travelled the country, drawing in huge crowds. By now, Barnum knew that he was growing old. All through his life, he had loved writing. In 1890, he wrote the story of his own life and made his wife promise that, after he died, she would write the final chapter about his last days. Meanwhile, an artist asked if he could make a statue of him. He agreed and worked with the artist to design it, but Barnum insisted that it should be hidden away and not put up while he was still alive. He spent his final months in his house by the sea, watching the ocean and enjoying visits from his many friends. Today, Barnum's statue still stands nearby in the seaside town he loved so much. He will always be remembered for the creativity, energy, and sense of fun that made him the greatest showman.